It's a Wednesday, September the 1st, 2010. Time to check in with John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG, and Leach. And being the first day of the month, how does that stand with us for the economy? Jobs, huh?
Well, let's kind of talk about where we ended up August. August ended up being a particularly ugly month. In fact, it was the worst August since 2001. The Dow was down about 4.3% for August. So I, for one, am glad that that month is over. And, you know, we've talked yesterday about the fact that how hot India's economy is. It was up 8.8%. Futures this morning are up strongly here in the U.S., primarily because overseas markets were up so strongly overnight and early this morning, particularly related to growth in China and growth in Australia. In fact, Australia is showing the fastest of growth in its economy in 3 years. China is showing an uptick in manufacturing. So India, China, Australia, things cooking here in the United States. We're still trying to light the wick, I guess. And this morning we get some jobs data, and it's kind of conflicting. But I guess the market likes part of it because right now the Dow futures are up about 103 points. The market was pretty much unchanged, had a slight increase yesterday. The first number we got out this morning that was kind of encouraging was what's called the Challenger Report. And it indicates the number of planned layoffs that employers have reported. And it fell 17%. In fact, hit a 10-year low. But then at 7:15 this morning, we got the numbers from ADP, which is a private company that kind of releases numbers that are a precursor to the numbers the government's releasing on Friday. And this is the number of private sector jobs that were created, so it factors out the government jobs, the census layoffs, et cetera. We were expecting an increase in private sector jobs. We actually saw a decrease of 10,000. And that's not a very big number by itself, but some of the sectors are kind of troubling. We did see an increase of 30,000 jobs, according to ADP, in the services sector, but in the sector of our economy that makes goods, and that would include manufacturing, saw a net drop of 40,000 jobs, 33,000 jobs drop in construction. That continues to be a troubling sector, and a drop in small business and mid-sized business job creation. But apparently, the market is interpreting the good numbers overseas, and then the fact that this number from Challenger is saying that the number of planned layoffs has hit the lowest level in 10 years. So perhaps these numbers that we're talking about this morning, where we see a drop in the goods sector and construction and manufacturing, is kind of the end of the train, and these planned layoffs indicate that maybe we're going to see a point of inflection and a bounce here. We also got some decent numbers from retailers. We'll get a lot of auto sales numbers and other things out later this week, but it looks like that the back-to-school season for retailers was pretty strong. And, of course, that's the second most important retail that's the second most important part of the year for retailers is back-to-school. Early indications would be that some of the sales tax holidays that some of the states had and other things gave retailers a pretty good bounce in back-to-school sales. So maybe we're turning the corner here. The market at least likes what it sees in the drop in planned layoffs, and we'll see what happens on Friday when the government releases the unemployment rate and the non-farm payrolls job increase.
Well, the good news for the other countries of the world, it seems to me that we sent some money to the World Bank or foreign aid or something to help those countries out when all of this began, and I think they're benefiting from it. Somehow we sent the money away, and so we're suffering a little.
Well, and funny things go on. For example, Tyson's going to be impacted by something that came out yesterday, and that is that China, and this is a trade war thing, has nothing to do with chicken, but they're going to impose the tariffs on imported chicken. So, you know, it's probably they're mad over steel or something else, and it's Tyson and other companies that will pay the price because they're going to stick these tariffs on chicken that's exported to China.
That's kind of chicken, I think. All right, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG, and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John at 782-2527.